All right, back here at Laverne, got Dane Mortensen out. And he'll be going against the New Ulm wrestler. Jackson Bodie. That's who we wrestled the first round, I think.
Yes, it was. And ended up getting beat 11-8 in that match, so hopefully he can revenge that loss. And
yes.
I'm sure sat down with the coaches and talked about a few things he can work on.
I think he really came, if he had another 30 seconds, he would have came close to tie it up.
Right. Brody gets in and gets a takedown on Dane. They both shot at the same time, and Brody's level was just a little bit lower. Dane kind of went right over the top of him.
Brody doing a good job of keeping Dane down on flat on the mat, working on taking an arm back. Certainly has some leverage on Dane,
right?
Which he's used to. But it's not an excuse.
No, it is what it is. So you got to go at. But yeah, Brody's long and he likes riding. He rides tight. But they went out of bounds. He got a fresh start here, 47 seconds. So Dane can try something different here and blow out of there, hopefully. Get back on his feet.
He tried to
caution there, yeah.
On Brody.
He had a good whistle start there, but unfortunately Brody cautioned a false start, and so Dane's got to try and do something different now.
Oh, he tried to stand up again. Brody probably knew it might be coming. A lot of times on that, you want to try something different.
Yep.
Like Dan said.
Did a different move or something. Not sure. Coach went out and talked right up next to the official. Oh, the clock hasn't been running because they've wrestled for quite some time. And, forgot to start the clock. Probably closer to a minute 20 or something like that, minute 15 than a minute 43.
Made it down to 47 seconds. That's where we started again.
Okay.
Hopefully, Dane won't need that additional 15, 20 seconds.
That seems like an awful lot to run off the clock, but almost a minute. They're going lower yet.
Oh, I guess they're wow.
Down to 31 seconds left in the first period here. So, another caution by Bodie there. Next one will be a point for Dane. Okay, do something different than the stand-up here probably and catch him leaning.
He's up again. Turns into him. Should have tried to escape rather than
rotate.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit a very good stand-up. Now the clock didn't start again.
He beat him on the whistle.
Whether they're having some trouble with the clock, I don't know, or the guy's just
tired.
A little slow on it, but the official was watching, so.
26 seconds. Right. Dane up again. Now he's trying to hit. Brody picks him up. Brings him down.
Brody's got a deep waist and a near side wrist tied up on Dane right here, just breaking him flat to the mat. 5 seconds to go here in the first period, right out on the edge. And they're going to get a fresh start. 4 seconds. Well, click to three. Still plenty of time to get away, though, if you hit a real good stand-up or a sit-out or something to clear.
Must have been a fall over on the other side.
Yes, there was. Yep.
Championship. Well, that's the end of the first period. The flip of the disc goes to Dane. His choice. He'll defer. And Brody goes down.
Yeah, the Fairmont kid won in the championship.
Okay, yeah.
With a fall in the first period.
Yeah.
Boy, they were struggling on the clock. All right, here we got it set and ready to go. Off the whistle, Bodie stands up. Dane just pushes him away. So three to zero. Dane's going to get Warren for stalling, backing off the mat. But
he's good at changing levels. So far, Brody's beating him downstairs. Oh, he ankle picked. His long arms got an ankle pick and got the takedown, leading now 5-0.
Yeah, the length there, pretty easy for him to reach that ankle on Dane. He's 4 or 5 inches taller, long arms.
Right on the side of the mat. Dane's not been able to get out of there. He's popped out of there. He'll get a fresh start now.
1:15 to go in the period. Plenty of time to do some stuff.
He sticks with the stand-up.
Needs to keep beating him off the whistle and hopefully get a cheap point there with a caution or something. Oh, he blew up to his feet, but Cody just grabbed on and pulled him back down.
Yeah.
Get out of there! Yeah.
He's just straddling the body on Dane, not really getting off the side and working for any pinholes. Just the official, Dane does a little short sit-out trying to get away. Now Bodie gets an arm bar on. Dane slips out of it. And they go out of bounds. 48 seconds to go here. Second period, a lot of time left.
Tries to stand up again, but knows it's coming.
Yeah, Bodie caught his arm and just hooked the one ankle and brought him back to the mat. Needs to work in a... Now Bodie's going to get called for Solomon, just right in parallel. I was just saying that. He's pretty much just staying on that one side, not working side to side. They want to see the top guy working for the fall.
Up. Trying to hip out and hand control, but Brody does a nice job of staying with him and breaking him back down. Dane is really quick, and Brody goes up with him and brings him back down.
Obviously, he's fairly strong also because Dane was just about cleared there, had one wrist peeled out, and Bodie just brought it back together and brought him back down on the mat. So the second period is going to end here 5-0.
Wrestling is very, very important in the lower or the wrist. Wrist for hand control and that. Brody obviously is very strong in the forearms and wrist.
Was Dane's choice, and he chose neutral on his feet. Brody steps over the top. They go off the mat. Dane's got to just kind of throw the kitchen sink at him here and just keep coming, and hopefully he can catch him with something here. Bodie shoots in down underneath. Dane catches him, but there again, like we talked, Bodie's got it pretty, really, really long arm, so. Just hanging on. He reaches around, gets a body lock on Dane here. Does not have his hands connected, though, just both on the back of Dane's back. Dane comes shooting around. Oh, he should have come up with a headlock on the counter of that. He spun around, and there he did a nice little kick over. But on the edge of the mat, out of bounds, no point. Bodie shoots in underneath. Dane blocked it. Down to 1:15. Oh, he goes down underneath. Got a single. He can power up, but Bodie's also got a front headlock on, and Dane comes out of there. Now he's got front headlock on. Bodie underneath.
See if he can chuck him by or something. Under a minute left, and a stalemate is called.
Do something! With the score being the way it is, Bodie's just going to play rope-a-dope and kind of just stay busy, not let Dane get underneath him, I'm sure. He's got to try and throw him or something to get a five-pointer here. 45 seconds to go in the third period. Back on their feet.
Gotta go!
Bodie's just got a hold of that left elbow, not letting Dane do anything with it. Trying to get him to pop up, but he won't lift that head up. Wants to pop him up and throw him, but like I said, Bodie knows exactly where he's at, and he's not gonna give it up right here.
Dane's gonna have to throw the kitchen sink at him.
Yep, he's just gonna have to come after him and turn it into a brawl and try and catch him. Takes him over to cement mixer. Bodie's able to block that out. Now he tries a little headlock, but there again, Bodie doesn't have any. He's not pushing into Dane, and that makes it awful time. Dane's going to get a 2-point on him. 2-point takedown, and then he pushes Bodie away, and that's going to be it.
6-2. So two good matches with the same guy. A lot of times in a tournament, you will face the same guy twice. But
lost by 3 and lost by 4.
Yeah.
So he will take fourth.
Fourth place, yeah.
Now we got Caden Huntley coming up.
Going against the Marshall wrestler. Who is? Condenzo.
Tate.
He's an eighth grader with a 20-7 record. Oh, Caden on a nice double, now to a single.
He's got Condenzo sitting on his butt right here, just wrapped around his waist. Caden's got to keep that leg, though, not let Condenzo come around the corner. Caden does have that front leg wrapped up in his arm, so he can sit there or either rock it back. Oh, now Condenzo gets that leg out and is going to get a takedown on Caden.
Go off the mat, a minute and 6 seconds left in the first period. Caden stands up real quick.
Oh, Bo's out of there. He's got to rotate. Oh, and Condenzo catches him and keeps him back down on the bottom. Caden was a quarter turn away from catching Condenzo on his back.
He really shot out of there good.
Yep, good whistle.
Down to 45 seconds. Condenzo trying to, he's got one leg in.
Yep.
Looking to see if he can get the other leg in, but trapping the ankle.
Caden hanging onto that one hand so he can't lock up anything with an arm bar or anything. Condenzo's got a cradle locked up on him, 21 seconds to go. Caden's got to fight this and break it. Break that grip, not go. Condenzo's just a freshman, I believe, too.
Eighth grader.
Yeah.
He was seeded third in the tournament. 22 wins and 7 losses.
So
first period's over.
It'll be Condenzo's choice. He's going to defer.
Caden choosing neutral. Caden did a good job of shooting in there the first time. Condenzo countered it and eventually got the takedown on it for the first scoring. Caden shoots in again. Condenzo locks him up and...
Oh, and does a hip toss on Caden, and that is tight, and there's the fall.
Yeah. 2 minutes and 21 seconds. Caden takes fourth place. Congratulations to him in fourth place. He's back next year. Pretty tough eighth grader there.
Oh, whoa, that was a hip toss from left field.
Well, we got Trevin Johnson coming up now.
This will only be his second match of the day. He was on the mat for 2 minutes and 17 seconds early in the match here. So he is wrestling Fairmont kid.
Stuber. Colt, Cabe. C-A-B, Cabe Stuber. Super tall, lanky kid. He had an older brother that was really, really good too. The same type of stature, really, really tall. But no points yet. Trevin likes that body lock, but he shot into Super this time. See what he'll do again. Super shoots it to Trevin, and Trevin
just stepped out of bounds. He caught him, just rammed into him, kind of knocked Stuber off balance, and then had him in a lateral dot position right on the edge of the mat, but unfortunately stepped out of bounds or he could have picked up a quick 5 points there.
Stuber shoots in again now. Oh, now he backs out because he knew Trevin was going to try to get an underhook.
He doesn't want to be in that. Stuber's going to get warned for stalling here, just backing up. Trevin's dominating the middle.
Now Trevin shoots in to a double, changes to a single.
Let's go. Got to watch that knee. He had Stuber's knee kind of cranked up. That wasn't holding him, but official stepped in and called stalemate on that.
No points. Trevin now trying to lock up with him.
Trevin's been doing most of the work here.
Yeah.
He has got one warning out of there. There's going to be another one, so he's going to pick up a point. Easy, easy point for Trevin. Just keep pushing the issue here.
Yep.
That's going to make Stuber have to open up.
Right.
And then he'll hopefully catch something on that. So that's the way the first period is going to end up. Trevin's got a 1-0 lead on Cabe Stuber. It's going to be Trevin's choice. He's going to defer.
Stuber chooses down. Stuber stands up. Trevin goes with him, brings him, picks him up, and brings him down. Got to be careful so you don't lock hands once you get down there.
Yeah, he must have almost had a double wrist lock on that wrist or something, as tight as that stayed when they hit the mat. And if you're letting go and trying to grab a wrist, there's a lot of movement, but once they hit the mat, it was pretty tight. Trevin's getting a little high here, pushes him away.
So it's all knotted up at one apiece here, 30 seconds gone in the second period. Super shoots in again. Trevin with an underhook, double underhook. Gets up on his feet, tries to jack him up.
Oh, there's going to be a warning on Stuber again. Trevin's just going to keep picking up points here.
So he's ahead 2-1.
Coach is arguing that. I don't know. I mean, he was just pedaling back as fast as he could, so I don't know how you argue that. Just trying to give him a little break or something, but the official's got to tell him what the deal is and then carry on. Don't stand there and argue with him.
The way it is. Oops.
Yeah. When Trevin got that underhook on, he applied no pressure forward, and that's why they make that call. He was pretty much fleeing the mat. So 2-1 lead right now, both men on their feet. 1:12 to go in the second period.
There's two officials at the third place match and the first place match, but the officials conferred too. Mm-hmm. Came back after the talk with the coach, and he agreed. Stuber shot in on a single, and Trevin kicked out of that, and then he shot in for his double again.
And pushed Stuber off the mat. I was waiting to see another stalling coming up there, but that would have really got their coach upset, I'm sure. But I mean, when Trevin shot forward, Stuber just slid right off the mat. No resistance whatsoever, so it very well could have been called.
You know, you see these guys with the with the great build. Stuber and his older brother didn't. They're so tall and
yep.
lanky, but they really don't have that muscular build, but they certainly know how to use their leverage.
Tremendous leverage, yeah, exactly. Oh, there Trevin shoots in on a nice double. He's got Stuber up over the top of him. He's got that knee again. He's got to be careful with it. Comes around, gets an ankle hook. If he gets that ankle hook, that should be 2 points. That should be 2 points there. He's got it hooked right there, a two-point takedown. Now the officials are arguing about that. Better be careful. It'll be points against him. So that's going to end the second period, 4-1. Or 4-1 for Trevin Johnson. And it'll be Trevin's choice. Yeah, well, we're going to get an unsportsmanlike on the coach here. I don't know what that does, but
he's out of,
he's out of it. Yep, he's got to leave. Yep. The fans give him a standing ovation. Yeah, he jumped on the official a couple times pretty hard, so. But so anyway, starting the third period, Trevin's got a 4-1 lead here.
It was his choice, and he chose neutral.
Right. That's where he likes to be. He loves being on his feet. Stuber shoots in down underneath. Trevin puts a cross face on him and put a lot of pressure on top of Stuber's shoulders here, trying to break that grip around the high single. It's going to be a stalemate. Yeah, Trevin is in great shape. He's just got to keep applying pressure. Oh, they didn't get the clock stop in time or something, so their official counted it out and then got it started. And so he's been watching. That's what the second official is supposed to do. Trevin's dominating center here, just keeping Stuber's back to the edge of the mat, pushes him off the mat again, and they both go up in the back to the middle of the mat. Coach Jurgensen wants him to open up, but you know, he's got a pretty nice leader. You don't want to step in and get caught either. Like we said, these Stuber kids have some tremendous leverage and they know how to use it. Stuber shoots in underneath. Trevin catches him in that double underhook, tries plowing over Stuber. Stuber plants his foot and stops.
Spreads his feet way apart, and he's got all that leverage
for
balance.
Tough to turn him.
Yeah. And by now he knows what Trevin's going to try.
Yep.
I'm sure they've wrestled each other before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might have been the championship last year, too. He's same, too. I'm not sure.
Oh, Stuber shoots in on a single, but Trevin drops down on that head pretty hard. Blocks him out down to 30 seconds to go here in the third period. Trevin's got him in that front headlock right now, trying to work around the side, just hanging on. Stuber's got that one arm out, catching Trevin's leg when he goes around the corner.
Stalemate. 22 seconds. So Stuber's going to have to try to throw the kitchen sink at him.
Now Trevin's going to get a warning, but that's his first one. Stuber flies in. Trevin should have countershot that. Stuber was out of control when he came back up on his feet. 5 seconds to go. Looks like this is going to end up in Trevin's favor.
And there you go.
4-1.
Champ for the 2020. Trevin Johnson, 4-1.
Now Layton, I think, will be, no, one more match.
Yeah.
Great match by Trevin there. Just dominated the whole match pretty much.
Somebody that took his place.
Yeah. Well, they got four or five coaches.